Under federal law, Immigration and Customs Enforcement must have a contract with a local public agency. In this case, it was the small town of McFarland, just outside of Bakersfield. Well, that contract is about to end. So what happens to the facility now? FM 89's Monica Vallez has this story.
As cars whiz by on Golden State Avenue near downtown Bakersfield, people shuffle in and out of a tan-colored building. Three tall flagpoles loom above the perfectly cut grass. There's a U.S. flag, the state flag, and one with the blue and green Geo Group logo. That's the private group that contracts with ICE to operate this building, the Mesa Verde Detention Facility.
Which is fenced, including barbed wire fences, around maybe a 10 or 12 foot wall. And in there are 400 detainees.
That's Eddie Lane. He's a volunteer at CWASI, which stands for Kern Welcoming and Extending Solidarity to Immigrants. Lane comes here often to talk with detainees.
What's happening here with the people who are here? That's my primary concern.
He's gotten to know several people here, including a man he visited over a 14-month period who then got deported.
We have 400 stories here, and these men and women have thousands of loved ones who are affected by what's happening here every day. And these are stories that need to be told.
And what's going to happen to the facility is unclear. In an email, the McFarland city manager, John Wooner, confirmed the city council voted in closed session to withdraw from its agreement with the Geo Group, but he wouldn't say why. He says the city sent a notice to the Geo Group in December, and it will take 90 days to go into effect. To continue operating, ICE would need to find another local agency. But a state law that went into effect last year makes this more complicated.
They're going to have to abide by SB 29, which is the Dignity Not Detention Act. The idea behind SB 29 is really to end all of these private detention centers.
That's Ivy Cargyle. She's an assistant political science professor at California State University, Bakersfield.
As we know, California has been on the forefront of stopping the Trump administration and doing whatever it is that they want to do, particularly when it comes to the issue of immigration. This bill was a response to Donald Trump.
SB 29 makes it so any for-profit detention facility like Mesa Verde cannot go into new contracts with cities, counties, or local law enforcement. The facilities that had contracts with local agencies before January 1st, 2018 are still able to operate, but they can't amend or extend the contracts they had. So the question is, what happens to Mesa Verde after 90 days?
It's easy to say that, well, the Geo Group is done, ICE is done, they're not going to operate here anymore. However, I don't think that they're going to give up that easily, given that they've been buying land right around Mesa Verde.
That land includes El Morocco Motel and the Bakersfield Dome. It's been demolished in spite of protests to preserve the concert venue. According to the Bakersfield, California newspaper, the Geo Group says it has no plans to expand, but wants to create a buffer around the facility for safety concerns. The Geo Group did not respond to Valley Public Radio's request for comment. Meanwhile, ICE says it is unable to respond to the media during the government shutdown. Nathan Allen is the warden at Mesa Verde. He won't answer specific questions about what happens when the 90 days are up, but he did say there is, quote, opportunity, unquote, to have a contract that doesn't go through a public agency. And Cargyle isn't surprised by this comment.
My assumption is that somewhere in there's a loophole.
Cargyle can only guess what that might be. No one has tried to fight the legislation yet.
They're going to have to scrutinize the law in order to be able, or the verbiage of the actual bill, in order to be able to find those loopholes.
Cargyle says Mesa Verde's existence could be up to the Kern County Board of Supervisors. She says it has authority to uphold SB 29. The director of communications for Kern County, Megan Pearson, says the board hasn't discussed this. She also says ICE has not contacted the county or the sheriff's department regarding Mesa Verde. But back at Mesa Verde, David Stabenfeld says many people don't even know Mesa Verde exists. He's a pastor, and he raised his concerns about the facility at a Bakersfield City Council meeting.
It was amazing, the response afterwards. People came up to me and said, I didn't realize I was here. We didn't know it was here. And one of the reasons why we're willing to speak up is we want light to be shown. so that people can make a decision about how we feel about having a detention center here.
He says people in the community need to be aware of what goes on inside Mesa Verde.
We then need to really ask the question, how are we going to be treating those who are in detention?
For Stabenfelt, that's as important a question as whether Mesa Verde will remain open. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Monica Velez.